Sonny, let's talk about Chicago in the 40s.
I played with Jesse Miller, who was a very wonderful trumpet player. Johnny Boat was playing with him, too. He's played for Longhampton, a lot of people, for some time. He played top band. Wonderful saxophonist. I played with Raz Mitchell, Charles Lawton. He's a trombone player. Well, he came from New York, too. He had off-night band. Fats Johnson was also with Divorce or somebody. I played with them, too, in Chicago. I played with Sir Oliver Bibbs. I was connected since with Zach White, because we were playing at Castle Farm. That was the top place in Cincinnati. Everybody was trying to get that job. This man didn't respect no bands except Cab Calloway. So then they was taking auditions to get in this place. None of them could make it, so my band was coming through. So he asked me about taking audition. We played some songs. Pull Butterfly, one of them. He said, play that again. We played that. We got the job. Everybody was shook up because everybody was trying to get that job. That's Castle Farm. They would be on the air every night, WLW, broadcast to the whole nation. Now, this was a chance for me really to be heard. But what happened? The band that was in there was getting fired, and the station manager was a good friend of the band leader. So they still put the pressure on where they said they wasn't going to broadcast us. We were unknown, and after they said they wasn't going to do it, so... Then I think his name was Toots, the man was headed. He said, this band wasn't the best in the world. We was going to play that whether they broadcast or not. So then another group was in there from South America. So they put them on there every night instead of us, you see. It's a matter of some kind of prejudice and politics and all that. But we still stayed there a month or two because he really liked the band. He liked the intonation of the band. He liked what we were doing. Now, actually, that was the time where I was really supposed to be moved out where America would have heard me. The band would have been made, but then Fader Summer stepped in, so we stayed there. At the station, they said, well, one of the trumpet players was sharp, and that's the excuse they used.